Okay, today's daf is Mem Zayin. We are on Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're up 5 lines from the bottom. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Silverstein family, L'il Nishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, who's there today, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, Shama Shav and Aliyah, and all the learning should be L'il Nishmas. So we start off, Amalek Simen. Amalek is a Simen. Okay, besides the fact that that's cool because today's Erev Shabbos Parsha Zachar, that's very cool. What kind of Simon is Amalek? So the Ayavitz asked that question. He does. And he says that it's to draw out the bad and the good and the even in the bad is good. That's beyond me. It's a Simon, as Mati said, just that we won't forget it. Right? What does Amalek even mean? It's the initials of the next four topics, which is Arev, Malveh, Lokeach, and a Kablan. Okay? That's really what it stands for here. I'm sure that somebody connects those four things to Amalek itself. I'm sure someone does that.
Evil things.
What is it? Evil things?
Or
it's not evil, or it's a good guy. Kablan's a good person. He secures your loan for you. He'll if you don't pay, he'll pay.
A guarantor.
And a Kablan, even if the guy has the money, you still go to the Kablan. He's like Mamash Tzadik. Right?
I heard that yesterday, I think on different shiur.
Yeah.
Sam Sofer says,
yeah.
I think the fact that we're using the Amalek as an aid to, in our Gemara, the biggest shtach.
It's the biggest, okay. What does that mean? Right. So, Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon.
I like that Yiddish
shtach. Arev meyid la lova. An Arev can testify on behalf of a lova. What does that mean? That means Reuven lent Shimon money. If Shimon doesn't have the money, Levi promised to be an Arev, he's a guarantor, he'll pay the loan. Right? So look at the Rashbam. Arev, not that, no. And then what happens? Somebody comes along and says, it's my land. Right? It's my land. Yehuda comes along and says, it's my land. Levi can testify. No, with someone else, obviously. No, the land's really Reuven's to Shimon. He can do that. How can he do that? Vehu, only if the Islay Ara Achwiti. If Shimon has other land. Okay, what's going on? So look at the Rashbam. Ara Achwiti. Sheyachal Hamalva Ligvos Haimenu Eschovo V'yiftar Ha'arev. I lend Mati money. Right? And he asked Yossi to be a guarantor. Right? So Yossi doesn't want to have to pay that debt. He said he would do it, but he really doesn't want to. Now someone comes along and they're fighting over the land. Yossi's going to testify, no, it belongs to Mati. Because I don't want to have to pay that debt. So if Mati's got that land, he'll satisfy me when I ask my money back. It's only good if Mati has other land. So even then you really don't gain anything. Then you really don't gain anything. Why? He has other land anyway to pay back the debt. I'm not going to have to pay that debt on Mati's behalf. I'm not going to have to do that. What about, there's another guy who owes money? So the Rashbam says that's too far-fetched. We'll read it inside.
You know, on what basis am I saying it's Mati's land? How do I know that?
Assuming you know. Here. Sheyachal hamal v'legvas ha-benu etzchov yiftar ha-arev. V'nimtza, she'en ha-arev marviach klum. The Arev doesn't gain by ma shemeid shesa dezubiad love. He doesn't really gain by saying that Mati owns this piece of land. Why? Because anyway, he's not going to have to pay the debt. Why not? Mati has other land. So what are you doing? You're doing the right thing. It belongs to Mati. If I didn't know anything, I'd keep my mouth shut. But I do know. I know it's Mati's. I don't gain by this. Why don't I gain? Because anyway, Mati has a way to pay back that debt. I'm not going to have to write that check. So I don't mind. I'm not a nogei b'davar. It's not true that the Arev is thinking to himself. I want that the biad loveh. I want Mati to have a lot of fields, right? Because maybe Mati owes someone else money. I don't know about, right? He'll take that one. Then v'yigva ha'arev karka hashenis. Then I'm going to be stuck paying that debt. Why? Because all the other lands that Mati has, other people took them. Other creditors. about the other people, and now I'm stuck with that debt, so therefore I'm going to lie and say this is Mati's because I want more as much as possible. You understand what he's saying? V'yigvash, or if kakashenis, v'yigva v'nogei be'edus hu, and therefore, the orif is a nogei be'edus, like l'mei mahachi, don't say that. That's not why. The kule hai lo chayis, the so far-fetched, shema lo yifra lo v'bizmano, maybe he's not going to pay in time, such a far-fetched thing, maybe the other people that he owes money, and therefore the other land, that's really too far-fetched to think such a thing. What do we think about? This very debt. This debt. So if Mati has other land, the Arif has doesn't gain by testifying about it. He's secure. So what will he do? He'll testify in the MS. If he doesn't have any other land, then there's a big, big, big incentive to lie here and say, yeah, it's Mati's land, then I don't have to pay that debt. Woo! So for that reason, he's not okay. Then he's an okay, but different, then he can't testify. So it depends on whether the law has other land or not.
I'm just curious, what power does he have, the Arif? Mati's been there for 10 years, or how does he know he's really the...
Let's say he does, but that's any case like that.
I know, but how do you really... That's a hard one. He's been there. Okay, how do you know he's an owner? Guy contesting. I'm just curious on what basis he's saying.
Right, I hear you. V'im tim salom alo yifra, shema yavo malva achavig v'achakach yavo malvo ze... Okay. Shnei chashoshos lo chayish. Again, we're not choshish for that. There's other people out there that he owes... Many times the Rashbam said the same thing 3 times. There's other people out there that Mati owes money to, and those people are going to take away the land, right? So therefore, this Arev wants Mati to have more land. We're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that. Such a far-fetched thing. Hilkach lav nogei be'edus, so that he would not be nogei be'edus. V'chiyai gav ne'ikil tutsi gabi malva me'ed lalove. So that's the story. So Arev me'ed lalove, and Arev can testify for a love, again, back into the Gemara. But who did say arachriti, if he has other land? Malva me'ed lalove? The malva can testify on behalf of the love.
Right, because he wants to be able to collect that.
Right? Again. V'hu did say arachriti, as long as he has land. As long as the Lova has other land. Lokeach Rishon, Meid Lokeach Sheni. The first buyer can testify for the second buyer. You have to read that Rashbam also inside. Again, for who the Isle Arachriti. As long as the second buyer has other land. What's that case? Right? What's that case? So look at the Rashbam. Hopefully, I'm going to read the whole thing over here. It's the first wide line. This Rashbam goes from the first white line to the end of the page. He says, Kigon, Ruvain Shemachar Sada Achas LeLevi. He sold one field to Levi. V'achakach Sada Acheres LeYehuda. Then he sold another field to Yehuda.
Two separate transactions.
Two separate fields. V'asa Inish Me'alma. A guy, Shimon, comes from left field. V'umar Arshal Yehuda. And he says, that field is my field. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge. You're foolish. It's my field. Right? Uma'ar al-shel Yehuda. And he ma'ar on Yehuda. Lomar. Gozla Reuven mimeni. Reuven stole it. Right? Now, what happens if it's true? 1 second. Meid lo Levi li Yehuda. Levi can testify he bought the first piece of land on Sunday. Yehuda bought the land on Monday. So, then Shimon comes along and says to Yehuda, it's my land. Levi can testify on behalf of Yehuda. Why? Because if Yehuda, now we would think, if Yehuda loses the land, Taka was the Brooklyn Bridge. What's he going to do? He's going to go back to Reuven and say, give me my money back. You sold me the Brooklyn Bridge. What's the matter with you? Give me my money back. I don't have any money. Okay, I'll take the land from Levi. After all. No, is that shot? One second. Meid lo Levi lo Yehuda, tahein lo lokeach rishon lo lokeach sheni. The first lokeach is going to test on behalf of the second lokeach. Umeid lo shehi shalo v'lo shalah ma'arer. He's going to testify it's Yehuda's and not the guy Shimon. V'hu de'itzle li Yehuda od karka acheres shalakach miruvein. As long as Yehuda has other land that he bought, sheyachol balchov deruvein ligvos. Chovo Haimenu. As long as other creditors of Reuven have where to get the land, have where to get paid. Why? Kedin Balchov Shagova Malakech Achron. Because the rule is that a Balchov collects from other debt. So in other words, let's say Yisachar and Zevulun show up, and they say, now Levi Yehuda lost the land, right? If we don't let Levi testify, what's going to happen? Yehuda's going to lose his land. He sold the Brooklyn Bridge. Yehuda's going to lose it. Now, the Yisachar and Zevulun, Reuven owes them money too. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to Levi now. They would have gone to Yehuda, because you go to the last one first. Yehuda lost it. So now Levi wants Yehuda to have that land, so don't bother him. Go bother Yehuda. Leave me out of it. Now, can Levi do that? It's a big negamba dover, no? Unless Yehuda has more land. If Yehuda has more land, then Levi's safe. Again, what if it's Sakha Zavul and Yosef and Binyamin also are going to come? We're not choshish for that.
What does it make a difference if Yehuda's got more land? They can never get more than the land itself that he bought.
But no,
they can't go and follow
right, up on the right, land. No, the case is that Yehuda owes 10 people. Yeah. Yehuda owes, not Reuven, Yehuda owes 10 people. So Levi wants Yehuda to be as rich as possible. So the one piece of land that he bought from Reuven,
he doesn't follow back.
That land is owed to Reuven. That's owed to Reuven. In other words,
I thought
Levi wants...
It sounds like you're mixing up two different cases.
I am. Levi wants Yehuda to have as much land as possible. Right? Levi wants Yehuda to have as much land as possible so that in case a creditor of Reuven comes to Yehuda first, Yehuda says, I'm out, I'll come to Levi. You understand? So therefore, Levi wants Yehuda to have that, keep that land, to keep him out of it. The creditors of Reuven won't come to him. They'll come to Yehuda first. Now, can Levi do that? Only if Yehuda has more than one piece of land. And maybe there's 10 creditors and it's going to take the land anyway from Levi? That we're not choshish for. Only choshish for the first guy. Same exact case. Okay? Everyone got that? Okay.
A lot of deadbeats.
Yes. Now, what's a koblen? A koblen is a guarantor, but you're allowed to go to the koblen even if the lender, the borrower, the love, has land. That's a real orev. That's a super duper guarantor.
What does he have?
A guarantor means that if the love doesn't have any money, I'll guarantee the loan. Here, even if the love has, you can come to the koblen. It's field of choice. The lender can go to the koblen or can go to the lover.
I never understood this halacha. Why any of our reaction do this?
Why anyone do it? I think a father, you can imagine doing it for a son.
No.
No? You can't imagine that?
No. Not if you're going to go up to him first.
So basically, it's a gift.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is. Now, even though the koblen made an agreement like this, I'll pay no matter what, he doesn't want to pay. So now, can a koblen come and testify? So koblen... Amrulay Mayid, but Amrulay Ain't a Mayid. Some say yes, some say no. Amrulay Mayid, some say yes. Ka'arev Dami, that he's like an Arev. Again, only if the guy has other land. But Amrulay Ain't a Mayid. Why? Nichalay, the Lahavi Bidei, Tarvayhu. Even if there's other land, he still can't testify. Why? The Asu Ba'achov, my boy, the Shakel. Because the Baal Chov is going to say like this. Right, I can get from one of two people. I can collect from the Lova, or I can go to the Koblen. Who's got better stuff? I can get the swamps of Alabama, or I can get on Fifth Avenue. Right? So what am I going to do? So let's see. Let's look at his assets. So the Koblen wants the Lova to have as much assets as possible. So that the Lova has choices. That the Malva has choices. If the Lova's got nothing, it's got junk, not a choice. No way. There's no way the Koblen's not going to get right. Look, the Rashbam says.
But if the Koblen personally guarantees it, wouldn't that make him a higher level of the highest?
He does personally guarantee it, and you don't even have to go to the Lova first. However, most Balchovs are going to go where the best land is.
But wouldn't that go where it's easier to get?
Yes, that's also true. So look at the first skinny line of the Rashbam. Even if the Lova has other land, he's still Nagia Be'edus. We didn't say that by anyone else. Why? Because the Koblen wants the Lova to have more than one piece of land. So that the Lova has got Ziburis, he's got some junk, he's got some good stuff, Be'edus, right? D'chi asa malva l'migve beninis de kablon k'din balchov shadino beninis. Right, when the balchov comes to collect and he sees that the lover has got beninis, all right, that's not bad. That's the normal halacha. That lover, the malva gets beninis. Right, shadino should be beninis lemalei. Okay, I'll take that from the lover, right? Hilgach hunagibedus. He's a vagabadover. To e lo have lova baninus. If he doesn't have baninus, all he's got is junk. Lo ligve malva elami banus to kablon. The malva's gonna go to the kablon. I'll take your decent stuff. I'm not taking his junk. The hachi havidina, the lachol man de boy, tava beresha. He's gonna collect whatever he can first, right? Avo ba'ariv stam. Luckily, you can't say this by regular ariv. Why? Because the chol kama the israel lova lemafreya midi afil ziburis. If it's your regular arev, even if the lova's got junk of the junk, you can't go to the arev. Not allowed to.
You have to go to the.
You have to go to the lova. You have to go to the lova
first.
I ziburis. Okay, that's okay. Lav kol kimine de malve lemahder gabi arev. The kaim alav bechelton. He can't go to the arev unless the lova's got nothing. Even if the lova only has junk, he can still go. So this doesn't apply by an arvid. It only applies by a kablan. So the kablan has incentive, even if the lova has land. He wants him to have more land. Give the malva some choices. He's going to give a dover. Okay. Good? Next. Amar of Yochanan. Uman ain lo chazaka. In Uman, we said this already. In Uman has no chazaka. Why? Because the pair of shoes are in his store because he's fixing them. How does he have a chazaka? He doesn't have one. We said that already, right? What about now a new thing? This we never said before. Ben Uman yesh lo chazaka. The son of an Uman has a chazaka. What does that mean? We'll say in a minute. Aris ain lo chazaka. An Aris has no chazaka. Ben Aris, the son of an Aris. Again, what's an Aris? A sharecropper. So but I'm working on the land. It shows I'm owning it. No, you're a hired hand. You're an Aris. Doesn't show anything.
Unless you're
one of the payment. Ben Aris yesh lo chazaka. But the son has a chazaka. Again, what are the parameters of that? Gazlan, a Gazlan, Uben Gazlan, and the son of a Gazlan now, Ein lo chazaka. Ben Venosha Gazlan, Yesh lo chazaka. But the grandson has a chazaka. Hechidami, what's going on here? Hechidami, what's going on? E asu betainas davuan, if they come with the taina of their father, the father died, they inherit the shoe store. Well, look at this, dad left us so many shoes to wear, it's an unbelievable dad. Ein a chazaka. Then, if they come with the taina of their father and they say, look at this, our father left us so many shoes to wear, afilu hanach, then even the Uman and the Aris is not a valid taina. Why not? Afilu hanach nami lo. Why not? They have no taina. They have ownership without a taina. What's their taina? My father left it to us as a Yerusha, but he was a store owner. He was a repairman. That's not a taina. So if they're coming to say, my father died, left us all these shoes, what a great guy, that doesn't work. Then there's no difference between the son of a Gazlan and the son of the Aris and the Uman. Same thing. E, the low Asr B'tainas Zavuan, if they don't come with the taina of their father, whatever that means, then Afilu Ben Gazlan Nami. Then why should the son of the Gazlan be any different? Right? It should be a Chazaka.
But didn't I say yesterday that the woman also bought and sold, so therefore maybe it's really his when he's buying it?
No, we didn't say that. We said that yesterday?
We did.
I'm talking about a guy dies and he left over his shoes. He's an Uman, he's a store owner. And the son says, look at this, all my shoes, the father left me. They're not his shoes.
No, but I think we said a tailor bought and sold.
I don't recall that. I don't recall that.
There was a situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he's not coming with the taina of his father, he's coming with an independent taina. If it's a valid taina, he'll win. There's a chazaka. Then why should the son of the gods be any different? He's coming with his own taina also.
Unrelated to the store?
Unrelated to the store. If it's exactly, there's no chiddush. Right? And if he doesn't, but the Braisa says that even a ben gazlan doesn't have a taina. Why not? He's coming with his own independent taina. It's unrelated to the father, so why not? So, and if it's yes on the taina of the father, then why is the Aris and the Uman good? Why do they get it? Ella, so that's not making any sense. Lo tzricha. The Ka'amri Edim, here's what happens. The Edim say, Bifonenu, in front of us, right? In front of us, the Edim say, Hodilo, the Ma'arer told the father, right? The the Edom say, this guy now claiming it's his land, his shoes. We saw him tell the father that it belongs to the father. We saw that happen. So therefore, now coming later, I never said that. We heard him say it. So therefore, Hanach, right? Hanach, the Uman, and the sharecropper, the son, Ikka Lameymar, Kushtaka Amri. They're telling the truth, right? Hi, however, the Ben Gazlan, Af Agav, the Odi, even though the Edom admit that it's not really a theft, but we know the father was a thief, Af Agav, the Odi, Nami Lo Hamimahemlan. He's still not believed. Why not? Why not? Why is he not believed? Kidder of Kahana, because the Rav Kahana said, so let's just do one Rashbam over here. The Rashbam of Lo Tzricha. It's the fourth line where the lines are wide, the mid-level lines. The Ka'asu B'tainasa Davuan, what's going on here? They come with the Taina of the Father. Kigon. The Amru Edim, the Edim say, Bifonenu, in front of us, O Delo Hama'ar, the Hama'ar admitted, La'avuan Shal Elu, to this guy's father, right? Shamachu Lehem, that he sold him the land. Therefore, Hilkach Hanach ben Aris u ben Uman Ikalamim are Kushtaka Amri. They're saying the truth. The Katoan Avinu Lakhu Mimcha, right? The father says, I bought it from these people. I was once upon a time in Aris. Then I bought it. I have Aiden that say I bought it, that the real owner is going to say it's mine. Then I died. Now my children yarshed it. Now the guy comes along. I never said that. Aiden say we do it. We have Aiden that he did say it. Sharei hodim hodos bal din kimei edim dami. As Rashbam says, hodos bal din kimei edim dami. Right? Kigo avo ben gazlan, but the same thing with the gaz, same story. Af al gav, the odi hai, hama'ar la'aviv, lo mehemnen lo melakeh hu biyad avi. They're not believed. Why not? Tafilu b'chai aviv im nasnu l'ben. Even if the father was alive, he wouldn't believe them. Why not? Because the Rav Kahana said, sharei hu mitoch pachad hodolo l'gazlan. Because the guy's afraid to tell the truth in front of the Gazlan. Who's the Gazlan? He's some Rosh Hashiva? The Gazlan? No. He's a thief. So the thief, so the guy's gonna run to the court. Yeah, I sold it to the Gazlan. I did, I sold it to him. Why is he saying that? Because he's petrified of this guy. So he'll lie. So we don't believe that was Edom. We don't believe.
Two Edom are lying.
No, the guy himself. The guy himself is saying it. Right? Right? That's the guy himself. It's the guy himself is saying it. He comes along. Yes, I did sell my field to this thief. This muscle-bound, big thief. I sold him. What kind of mission is that? We're afraid of this guy. Because Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana said. Tamar of Kahana, I lav de odule, havi mamtile lachamre l'shachvar. If you don't testify that it's mine, I'll go, it means I'll take a donkey to the ruler, to the king. In other words, I'll get you in trouble. I'll make life miserable for you. So the guy's pressured, he's going to lie. So for that, we don't believe it. That's why we don't believe a Gazlan. Regular people. Amar Rava, Pa'amim Shafilu Ben Benoshal Gazlan, Nami Einel Chazaka. Even the grandson then. What's the difference between the son and the grandson? Hechidami, Kigon, Tika Asi Betanisa Da Avua Davua. When you come with your grandfather's taina. Right, I'm here because of my grandfather. Yeah, your grandfather was a big thief. He was renowned. He was the biggest thief around. So we listen to that. That someone said I sold it to him. He was petrified of him. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, Chidami Gazlan. What's Taka Gazlan here? What does that mean?" Amar Rav Yochanan, Kigon Shehuchzak Al Sadazu BeGazlanusa. That we have a chazaka about this field. He stole this field already. Then they had a court case. He got it back. Then he stole it again. Now he tells, "Oh, I sold it to him. It's baloney." Rav Chista Amar. You go on the base Ploni, Shaharga Nefashos al Iske Mamon. It's mobsters. They kill for land. That kind of family? What kind of Edus is that? Oh, the owner said that he really sold it to me. What kind of Edus is that? So in such a case, we do not believe the son because we don't believe the father.
Even though Edom come forward, right? You say we're impugning.
I don't think it's Edom. I think it's the guy himself. I think that's by the other two, but I think by him it's the guy himself. He comes to court, yes, I admit I sold it. You admit? Right? And behind there's a gun to his head, right? So he doesn't admit.
Tourist.
Exactly. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Uman ain lo chazaka. An uman doesn't have chazaka, we said. Yorad me umnaso? If he leaves the job of being an Uman, yesh lo chazaka, then he could acquire it. Aris, ein lo chazaka. The Aris has no chazaka. Yarid me'i risaso, yesh lo chazaka. An Uman and an Aris, if they leave their professions, they get chazakas. Ben shechalak, if a son divided up, he's not divided up, he left his father, v'isha shenes garsha, or a man and a wife got divorced, harehin kishar b'nei adam, they're like everybody else. Okay? Bishloma ben shecholak itra. I understand. Listen, Marcel, you like this one. Look at the first wide line of the Rashbam. Ben shecholak. What does ben shecholak mean? I used to be supported by my father. So therefore, if I'm on the land, it doesn't show anything. Why is my father protesting? Is that protesting?
He's jumping for joy.
He's happy. The kid's working on my land. Now we separate, we parted ways. So what does the Brisa say? Ben shechalak ein lo chazaka. I'm sorry. Yes, yeshlo harei kishar b'nei adam like everybody else. So what the Rashbam says? Listen to this. Hiflug me'aviv. You left your father. Time to get your own apartment, right? Ve'ein somech od al shulchano. You're no longer relying on him. Kigon, for example, shenasi isha. You got married. You hear this? You got married, so you're no longer relying on your father. You have your own life now.
Who's paying for medical?
Exactly. So you got married. You got married, so you're no longer relying on your father. Now you go show up at your father's field. You can get a chazaka on it. Why? Maybe your father should have said something. Should have protested. When I'm living at home, he's not going to protest. You're no longer busy with your father's stuff. You have your own life now. That's Hanach Kivan Shehifligu Zemizeh Yeshalan Chazaka Zalzeh. That's if you're longer living in the house. Once you get divorced, then everything changes, right? Now the Gemara says, "Bishlama ben shechalak itzrich." I needed you to tell me that the halacha changes when a son leaves. Why? So that the chamina, I would have thought, "Achuli achal gabei." The father's mochel. You know why I'm not protesting? He's my son. So he got married. So what? I don't keep supporting them once they're married. Nothing changed. Nothing changes. There's another person here. There's a wife now. Nothing changed. So I'm a mochel. Kamash malon, delo. Kamash malon, I'm not mochel. Right? Therefore, if the father doesn't protest, it means something. Ela ishish and his garsha pshita. What, a woman got divorced? It's obvious, no? It's obvious. What, they still have a connection? Get out of my life, right? So what's a chiddush? And by the way, if they got divorced and she stayed for 3 years and the ex-husband didn't say anything, she gets a chazaka. Isn't that obvious? Lo tzricha, the case is migureshes ve'enu migureshes. We're not sure the divorce was a good divorce. He threw it to her. We're not sure where it landed. So what's the story? The story is he still had to support her. That's the halacha. The Ukedav Zera, Damar Zera, Amar Yirmi, Amar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Kal Makam Shamru Chachamim, Mugureshes, Ve'enu Mugureshes, Baal Chaya Vimizono Seha. The Baal has to pay for her food. Right? And therefore, says the Rashbam something fascinating. He says, look at the first skinny line. The Kivon de Hischil Begerishin, he wanted to divorce her. He's just a shlamazel. And he didn't throw it in her rishus. It's in the borderline over there. So he wants husoni law. He hates her. Otherwise, he wouldn't divorce her, right? Lo yichad law karka limzono seha. He's not going to say to her, you know what, lady? You can have the land, and I'm not mochel because after all, I have to support you anyway. No one says that. Why? Ki b'torach yitin la mazonos b'tzimtzum kishati chayvu bezin. He's going to give her not one morsel more than what bezin says he has to give her. It's not going to be carte blanche. You stay on the field. I'm not going to protest. Don't. That's ridiculous. Nobody says that. No man who wants to divorce his wife says that. What's he going to do? He's going to be matriach himself to give betzimtzum. Exactly what Bezin says I have to give her. That until I get the divorce written again and give it to her the right way. Right? So, and what if she stays on the land? And he doesn't protest? She'll get it. Nah, he's mochel. No, he's not mochel. A father's mochel. That we were afraid of. This guy is not mochel.
I believe that
is tomorrow or Sunday. It's coming up, that issue. Amar of Nachman. Amali Huna, Huna told me, Kulan Shehivi Uraya, Rayos and Raya, anybody that brings a Raya, it's a good Raya, no? You bring a Raya, you bring a Raya. Uma Amidin Sada Biyadan, and we'll even give the Sada in your hands. However, Gazlan Shehivi Raya, if a Gazlan brings a Raya, Ain Rayos or Raya, the Raya is not a Raya, the Ain Ma'amidin Sada Biyado, and we don't make the Sada in your hands. Why not? So, look at the Rashbam, Ein Rayos or Raya, Kidra of Kahana. Like Rav Kahana said, the E lav the O delay. If he wasn't true, the E lav the O delay. Oshikosav lo shtar mechira, havimam delay ulachamre l'shachvar. Because he's being threatened. The owner is being threatened by the Gazlan. If you don't say it's mine, or you don't write a shtar that it's mine, I'll throw you in jail. I'll get you. I don't know. I'll get you arrested. I'll get you in trouble. Aval im nasan lo Gazlan mos b'fnei edim rayos raya. But if there's aid that the Gazlan paid for it, what's the threat? I paid you. So you want to say that was a ruse, and afterwards we're going to give the money back? It's one of the Amorim is going to say that. But Rehuna didn't say that. That's so that far-fetched, we don't go.
How can the Gazlan have any mammas? He's a Gazlan.
What do you mean? There's aid that he paid for it. So we're going to say, no, he only did that in front of Adam. And when the Adam left, he took the money back. We're going to see that in a minute. We're going to learn in a minute, it's really tomorrow's daf, that if I could force you to sell something to me, and it's a good sale, you didn't want to. Lamaisa, I paid you for it. I didn't cheat. Okay, you didn't want to sell it, but Lamaisa, I gave you the money. So it's a good sale. I might not be the best guy in the world for doing that to you, but halacha, it's a good sale. So if I force, so the Gazan paid the money, the guy didn't want to sell it, the Gazan paid every penny, what's the issue? Right? I fuck after of BB Moki Lola, come on. I feel a Shinosan Mosa Gazlan Nigzal, right? I feel a Haki Lokana Gazlan. And Rav Bibi's gonna say, even in that case, the Gazlan doesn't acquire it. Why not? Who Amrina Lakama Mishmaita, Rav Bibi, member who? Okay, so Rav Bibi has his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. Remember, the Rav Huna Lo Svirale, Rav Bibi's not a Tana. Rav Bibi's an Amorah. So Rav Bibi said, I think even if he pays for it, doesn't acquire ownership of Gazlan. And Rav Huna said, I disagree with you. So there are a lot of disagree about that. What made Rav Bibi better than Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna, Kaimel and Mishmaitin. This is going like Rav Huna. Okay? So, my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush in this? Tanina, we learned it already. Lokeach mi Sukrikin. If somebody buys land from Sukrikin, what's Sukrikin? Sukrikin are, this is the Gemara there about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. That's where it starts. It starts with the Sukrikin. Sukrikin were people that like seized land. So you have a Sukrikin who seized your land. And then I bought it from the Sukrikin. Which is not even his to sell. Right? But then I go back and I buy it from you. Because I know it was really yours. I'm a good guy. I don't cheat you. Mecho bottle. It's a bottle sale. Why? Because I only did it because the Sukrikin are watching with a gun to everyone's head. So the Sukrikin think that you're not the owner anymore. Right? So they sold it to me. And when I go to buy it from you, of course you're going to sell it to me. Why? Because Sukrikin are watching. And if you don't sell it to me, it shows the Sukrikin that the Sukrikin never owned it. Right? That's the worst. You hear that? You hear what's going on? You look puzzled.
Did he pay twice?
Yes.
Yeah, he paid twice. The Sukrikin stole his land. They sold it to me. I know the Sukrikin are a bunch of thieves. So I go to Yossi and I want to buy his land nicely. Of course he's going to sell it to me. Why? The Sukrikin are watching. Yeah, but the Sukrikin thing is, you're confirming what we already did already. It's our land. We stole it from you. We're selling it to Menachem. Now you want to sell it to me again? You want to be stupid? Fine, go right ahead. If you don't do it, what are you showing? You're showing up the Sukrikin? That's not very wise. So therefore, it's not a good sale. If the Sukrikin ever leave and there's a revolution and we can get rid of them, the land will be yours, not mine. I bought it. It's under duress. Right? Lafuki midirav. The Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo Shanu, that's only true. Ela de Amar Lech Chazeg Ukni. It's where the owner said, go do some acquisition. Aval Bashtar Kana. But with a Shtar, the guy's so busy to write up a Shtar. Obviously, he's willing to relinquish it on his own free will.
Even in front of Sukrikin?
Aval Bashtar, especially in front of Sukrikin. Aval Bashtar Kana. Kamash Malan. Kiddush Shmuel. We hold like Shmuel. Darmar afilu b'shtar nami lo kana. Even a shtar doesn't work. Even a shtar is baloney. It doesn't show anything. Ad until sheyichtov achrayis nechasim. Unless you write nechas, unless you write achrayis. To write so much, to write, I'll even give you achrayis. Obviously, you're selling it on your own free will, even though the Sakrikin took it away. You're confirming it on your own free will, and then I would win. Rav Bibi Mesayim, Bei Mishmei Rav Nachman. No. Karka ain't low. Karka ain't low, avomos yeshlo. The karka, the land, doesn't belong to the Goslin. But the money you have to give back. He doesn't get the land. But the money, we saw him give money. So the money you have to give back. Why? Now, it seems, or Bibi seems to hold, that a forced sale is not a good sale. Right? Which we're going to see in a minute. We'll see tomorrow. When is that true? Sha'amru Edim. Edim say, Bifoneinu Manalo. In front of us, he paid for the money. Aval Amru Edim, Bifoneinu. I'm sorry. Aval Amru Bifoneinu, Hodelo, Lo. But if they say, in front of us, you don't even have to return the money. Right? You don't even have to return the money. Aval Amru Edim Fanenu Hodelo, says Hashem, Nigzal Legazlan, Shekiblu Menu Hadamim, O Shekosfu Shar Mechibra, Vekach Amulanu, Havi Olai Edim Shekibalti Menu Hadamim, Machartilo, Lo Yaxel Mosel Gazlan. You don't have to return it. Why not? Kidder of Kahana, like of Kahana said, Damar of Kahana, Damar, E Lav the Odile, Havimantil Yade, Lechamre, Leshachvor. If you don't accept the money, you don't write something, I'll get you arrested. So the whole thing is a scam. The whole thing is baloney. So you have all the extremes. Some held that if the original owner writes a shtar, it's good enough. Some said no, we have to actually get the money. Some said not even that. So all these are going to come back tomorrow, because the Gemara is going to say now, Amar Rav Huna, Talu v'zavin zavine zavine. If you force someone to sell something, it's a good sale. Now Rav Bibi seems to argue on that. She's entitled to. The Gemara is going to say that tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Sunday, are we...